Hey all, Gina DeGennaro here. Today's topic of talk is thoughts on a college class called Instructional Technology for K-12 Teachers. As I am one who is experiencing the class, I guess I can start telling you about it. As it is mentioned by its name, it is a class designed for future educators where the use of technology is incorporated in hopes that the future teachers within it will use technology to help educate their students, especially since it is big with today's kids. The class runs one or two times a week, depending on what one is available for, and it is set up where one is given weekly projects. Some projects done in the class are blogs through eduBlog.org. For those of you who don't know what these are, they are basically online journals of an individual where they record their information and opinions. Specifically for class purposes, I followed a teacher and blogged about her classroom experiences, giving my own thoughts about the situations at hand. EduBlogs would allow me to write a blog post and create a web page of them. The class also used Prezi.com. This site helps one create a slideshow, almost like PowerPoint if you know what that is. Prezi was used in the class to help create and teach lesson material with visuals. My lesson for this project was the four seasons of the year. In order to show the season summer, I visually represented it by pictures of the sun and the beach, for example. Then there was the Web 2.0 tool project using Jing.com. Jing is a video camera recording. With Jing, I had to create a tutorial video displaying the teaching of and use of an online site. My tutorial was on ArtPad.com, which is a site where anyone can go and create small works of art like drawings. Lastly, Google Hangout was used. Google Hangout is where a group can get together and video chat. Everyone within each group was given a topic to research and then video chat about interactively to their group members. In my opinion, this was the most fun project done in the class this far, although almost most difficult due to needing to schedule free time for all group members involved and the like. In doing all of these projects and more, the professor referenced several websites for our benefit. The one I believe to be most important is www.state.nj.us/education/CCS for New Jersey Core Curriculum Content Standards. I had to follow the New Jersey State standards when developing all of my projects and lessons, and this website aided me through each one. SD.org is another site referenced in which all of our projects and or lessons had to try to follow. These standards specifically deal with educating through technology. Then there was the Live Binder video that was referenced. This video referenced a website that teachers use to connect with students and share information, ideas, and the like. I liked seeing this video as it gave me a better understanding of what Live Binder's purpose is, as it was quite unclear to me at first. Then there was the Twitter tutorial video that was watched in class. It shown Twitter's purpose, uses, and how it works. As I beforehand never had a Twitter account, and not knowing much about it, this video really educated me on the site. It also was a great demonstration of how our Jing video should be. With all of these projects and more, Google.com's Google site was used for their submissions. Google site is an individual's own website that allows one to post or record just about anything from Word documents to YouTube videos. If I was to log into my Google site, I would be able to see all of my work done in a nicely organized way, as each project is under its own categorized tab, which I think is great for easy find and access. I think I will continue to use Google site as it is user-friendly and allows for great organization of any material and makes everything easily accessible. As mentioned earlier, Instructional Technology is a class designed to better the teaching of future educators with the use of technology. Such projects were done in class as blogs through eduBlogs.com, visual lessons through Prezi.com, tutorial videos with the help of Jing.com, a video recorder, and Google Hangout, a video chat website through Google in which a group shared individual research on different topics. The class, in order to do these projects, referenced a bunch of different websites and videos. I already told you my favorite project was Google Hangout. If you are or have experienced a class, what is or would be yours?